Fossilised foot bones can give us a glimpse into the life of other extinct species too, such as giant kangaroos. Some scientists have calculated that the giant roos were simply too big to hop, but new research suggests they could, if only for a very short time. I spoke to Megan Jones, who did a study as part of her PhD at the University of Manchester and University of Melbourne, and we started by talking about when Australia's giant kangaroos went extinct.
Giant kangaroos are shockingly recent in many ways. They are around in what's called the Pleistocene, so around the Ice Age, although obviously it wasn't particularly icy in Australia at the time. So they were around at the same time as humans first started showing up in Australia. Around 40 to 50,000 years ago is when they really went extinct. There was a general extinction of a lot of the Australian megafauna around that time, and they were part of that.
How big were these extinct kangaroos compared to, say, the red kangaroos that we have today?
So red kangaroos are the largest that we have around today. The largest that they get to is around 90 kilograms. And that's just the really big males. Most of them are much more, around like 40, 50. Whereas the giant kangaroos, we have quite a few species that are getting up to around 160, 180 kilograms. And then the absolute largest that we have is this species called Procoptodon galea, which reaches 250 kilograms.
A quarter of a ton. It's just wild to think of a kangaroo weighing that much. So they were quite hefty. Do you know how tall they were?
Surprisingly short when you when you quote that. They're things like 2 metres. So they are taller. They are taller than today's red kangaroos, but not by an awful lot. A lot of it is just bulk. They're very solid kangaroos.
They're hench kangaroos. Gotcha.
Yes.
As far as Australian animals go, kangaroos are iconic. They bound across the landscape. And with the exception of tree kangaroos, they all hop. You've got your wallabies and your wallaroos. They're all in the same family. So what is it about present-day kangaroos which makes them such good hoppers?
A lot of it is obviously in the hind limbs. They have these really exaggerated, really large hind limbs in proportion to their forelimbs. And they also have, when you get to the larger ones today, the Achilles tendon is able to be stretched a lot during hopping and acts almost like an elastic band, where it kind of stores this energy so that it releases it into the next hop, which means that they can be very efficient. They don't really need to put as much work in the muscles into the next hop because they have this elastic band of a tendon that's giving them a lot of that on the recoil. And yeah, obviously kangaroos today vary a lot in their ability. Even the tree kangaroos, which you mentioned, they do hop. You just don't see them do it a lot. But they're capable.
There's been some debate about whether their extinct giant counterparts were simply too big to hop. What are some of the theories for how they got around, and what evidence has backed up those ideas?
When it comes to thinking about the locomotion of the extinct species, you really have to be thinking about both the slow locomotion and fast locomotion. Because if you think about kangaroos today, sure, they can hop across a plain really fast, but a lot of the time they're just kind of shuffling around. The large ones today doing something called pentapedal locomotion, where they're walking with their tails as well, as like a fifth leg. So there are three main groups of extinct kangaroos that get up to these giant sizes. The first ones of them are what's called the giant macropus species. They are very closely related to today's big kangaroos. They're kind of the next group over from a red kangaroo, but bigger. And there's not been a huge amount done on their locomotion. It's kind of assumed they move in similar ways, but may or may not have been able to hop. Then we have Pteranodon, which is the next most distantly related group to today's big kangaroos. They have quite long forelimbs, and it's been suggested that they spend a lot of time quadrupedal, just walking on all fours, basically.
Like a dog?
Or it might be more of like a slightly bounding motion, a little bit more like a rabbit, I guess, but slow. And then we have the Stenyrenes, and this is the most distantly related group from today's kangaroos by quite a way. They're called the short-faced kangaroos because they have very short faces with very boxy skulls. And there's been some quite good evidence based on looking at the hind limbs of the Stenyrenes. They might have walked bipedally, almost like a T-Rex. And a lot of that is just looking at the structure of their feet and that sort of thing. But then there's a question of, could they hop? Can they do this fast gait that all of the kangaroos today do? And the idea that they can't is based on a couple of studies which have taken today's big kangaroos and scaled them up to the size of these giant kangaroos and said, okay, at what point do we start running into problems? And the problem that they find is that Achilles tendon that I mentioned earlier, that whilst it's very, very useful to have it bending so much, you can get all of this elastic energy in it. If you think about an elastic band, if you pull it too much, it's going to break. And as you get heavier, you're pulling it more. And therefore, they were extrapolating onto these giant sizes. And a couple of studies have landed on a value of around 140 to 160 kilograms that they think at that point they would start breaking those tendons if they tried to hop.
Right. So the quarter-ton Procoptodon Goliath would have to walk because its Achilles tendon simply wouldn't be strong enough to support their heft, which is over 160 kilograms.
Yeah, so that's the proposed limit, and that's what this study has been trying to reevaluate.
And how did you reevaluate that?
So like I said, these previous studies are based on the idea that you take today's kangaroos and you scale them up. But these giant kangaroos aren't just today's kangaroos scaled up. They have quite different proportions. So some of the authors of these previous studies have mentioned this. They've said, if you take into account these different proportions, the different shapes of the bones in these giant species, you might find something different. So we wanted to go and do the calculations on that and see if we did find a different result. And what we found was that the heel bones, where the Achilles tendon is anchored, they get shorter and they get broader proportionally in these giant species, which means that they can have this thicker tendon. And again, if we go back to the analogy of an elastic band, if you have an elastic band and you make it thicker, it's going to be harder to pull, but it's also not going to break anywhere near as easily. So once we take into account the fact that they might have had these thicker tendons, we actually find that it's not physically impossible for them to hop anymore.
So you looked at actual giant kangaroo fossils to do this study. How many fossils did you look at?
In total, we have 40 different fossil specimens in this study. Not all of those are giant. There are a few of those that are smaller relatives that are also extinct, but most of them are.
So with the giant kangaroo species, you found that their heel bone, where the Achilles tendon attaches, is nice and broad, which means it could have a thicker, stronger Achilles tendon. And this could allow the biggest of the extinct kangaroos, like Procoptodon Goliath, to potentially hop, even though they may not use that as their primary way of getting around.
Yes, exactly.
So why does it matter if we know if they were capable of hopping or not, apart from picturing what a megafauna-laden landscape might have looked like 50,000 years ago?
It does very much shape our picture of what the ecosystem at the time was like. So if you think about how an animal moves, that affects how it's going to be interacting with the other animals in its environment. In particular, it's going to affect, in this case, predation. So if an animal can hop, it can use that burst of speed to get away from predators a lot more effectively. And at this time, you have a species called Thylacoleo, which is the marsupial lion, which is a wonderful species. They have the strangest, very blade-like teeth and massive thumb claws. And there is some pretty good evidence that they did predate on some of these giant kangaroos. So the idea of whether they can hop or not really affects how we think about the defense mechanisms that these species might have used. And also, if we did, I know much less about this side of it, but if you did have human predation on this species, which I don't see why you wouldn't, again, that will affect how able these species were to get away from that situation.
Right. So giant kangaroos might have been able to put on a short, sharp burst of hopping speed as a way to escape being hunted. That's a nice little potential behavioural insight from their fossilised foot bones. What are you working on now? Still on the giant kangaroos?
So I'm carrying on with the rest of the PhD. I'm doing giant kangaroos still, but on their spinal columns, because all of the work that's been done to date on their locomotion is very focused on the hind limbs, which makes sense. Obviously, the hind limbs are very important, but the spinal column has kind of been neglected a bit, and particularly when you have the pentapedal mode of locomotion that I talked about earlier, where they use, today's kangaroos use their tail as like a fifth limb. So I want to look at the tail of these giant species, see could they do that? What else could they do? Could they do reaching in certain directions? All of that sort of stuff.
Megan Jones, a PhD student at the University of Manchester and University of Melbourne.